What it is, Brad Lee back again with another episode of Dropping Bombs. Today on the studio, folks, I got a real treat for you. As always, Todd Hartley. What's going on, buddy?
What is up, Brad?
Dude, I'm just trying to figure out a couple of different things. What to start talking about first. Why? Well, you've got a plethora of knowledge. Yeah. But for those that don't know, Todd is basically a wizard at lead generation, closing deals, leveraging video.
Yeah.
You got a best-selling book, Accelerating Yes. You're a video selling or video strategy.
Yeah, freak. I'm a freak.
You're like a strategist.
That's what I am.
You work with my man, Tony Robbins.
Yes.
Doing stuff for him. You work with a lot of big names. You work with a lot of big companies. And you're like an expert at ultimately leveraging video to accelerate revenue, closing, brand building, everything.
How do you get to the magic word of yes faster? And that's what I'm like super passionate about. It's my favorite word in business. And on top of it, I noticed before I sold anything, I was a digital marketer and I ran marketing initiatives at iHeartRadio for 7 of their largest nationally syndicated talk shows. And then I opened up an agency. Brad, never sold anything in my life and nobody was buying from me. And after 11 months, I thought the reason they aren't buying from me is they're having a hard time picturing what I'm trying to provide them. So I knew how to create videos because I was a marketing nerd. So I just smushed in my marketing skills into my new developing sales life as an owner of an agency. And all of a sudden people started buying from me at freakish rates because I was creating a simple video for them, which would explain it. And I'd put on the screen what we were going to do. And I was going to walk them through what I was basically doing is injecting massive freaking clarity into their brain. And then they could take that asset and show it to the other decision makers that I didn't get access to. And booyah, revenue just started flowing in. And we started picking up Fortune 500s left and right. And before I knew it, the real value was teaching this to other people.
Well, is it the design that did it? Like the scripting? Because there's a lot to that.
There's a lot to it. There's eye contact because you got to let people know your focus is just right there on them into the lens. You have to be sincere.
Oh, these are some of these best practices.
These are all best practices. And then you need to know how to structure, like, let's just say a proposal video. Proposal videos are designed to influence the people you haven't met yet that hold the checkbook. Like maybe the CFO that has economic needs and you haven't met them yet. So how do you thank the gatekeeper and flatter them while also getting them to share this video? And videos are 3 times more likely to be shared than a PDF. So when you submit a proposal via email, 80% of the time, those emails never get opened. So how do we get our foot in the door and kick open that conference room door, a virtual or in-person conference room door, and get the decision makers to evaluate you? Your competitor just has a PDF on a table, or maybe a PDF they're going to put up on the screen, and then the internal champion has to explain it. And the internal champion, even if you've met with them like 6-7 times, can probably only muster about 10%. So I just teach people how to put their foot in the gap, get into the room, get on video, wow them, close deals, and impact more lives. It's the most fun I get to have.
I know, but it sounds like there's a lot to that. Like I'm thinking while you're talking, man, do it for Lightspeed.
Yep.
So it's like, what would I hire you or your company?
Yeah.
And then, you would come in here and what? Make me a video that?
No, you guys would do it on your own. I would just show you how to turn on your webcam. You guys are already on Zoom. Like you're already on second base. I just show you how to, what the elements are that need to be in a proposal video.
And what's a proposal video?
A proposal video is the sales rep walking their prospect and the prospect's decision-making team through the solution of the problem and walking them through the cost and the timeline of delivery.
So it's almost like a pitch deck on steroids.
It's the proposal. They're just walking.
But is that what it is?
Yeah, they're walking through the project. And how long is this video? Maybe 3 to 5 minutes.
Is it an explainer video?
No, it's like, well, it's an explainer on the project. Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes, Brad, sometimes it might be, I might submit a $500,000 proposal for somebody and it might be a 15-minute video. I don't really care how long it is.
But you're making it with your iPhone?
I'm making it with my laptop in most cases because I can pull up my PowerPoint or my keynote and walk people through the steps of what we're going to do for that company. And I teach businesses in every industry how to do this. Like, just to give you an example, I did this for LivePerson, which is an AI company. They're an AI juggernaut. And within, I trained 74 salespeople how to submit video proposals. And within 90 days, revenue jumped 31%. They brought in $119 million. It was like super easy. And here's the trick. Your prospects, they don't want to read. Like, we all know that. Like, reading's hard. It burns mental calories. And so if you need to excite somebody or get them to say yes, you've got to get them through the material in the easiest way possible. And video's just a push here button. And they're four times more likely to watch the video than to read.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now that are curious like I am to say, I'd like to see one of these videos that you've made.
Yeah, they're nobody's expecting Spielberg. They're just,
I know,
expecting,
but I mean, like, I'm trying to put my head around what you're talking about because I see people, and we do a poor job of it here, unfortunately, but I see people using a pitch deck to do a presentation. So, hey, Todd, you got 30 minutes. We can walk you through the solution. You say yes. I get you on a Zoom call. That's technically a video, but it's live.
Right.
And then I show my PowerPoint and I walk you through this PowerPoint. Are you teaching me just to record that and send it without me being there? What's the purpose of the video? To replace, to go ahead of me or instead of me?
No, it's a supplement. It's an additive.
Because I want people on a phone.
Yes, you do. But 73% of decision makers, this is LinkedIn's data newly released, 73% of decision makers are going to evaluate you late in the evening or first thing in the morning. And FYI, you ain't going to be there, right?
They're doing it afterwards.
You have to win that moment. Yeah. So
are they doing it after or before?
And who's they in your sentence?
The decision makers.
Okay. Yeah. The decision makers are going to evaluate you after the meeting. So you need to, when they're like, I love it, Brad, send me the proposal, pump the friggin' brakes right there. Put yourself on Zoom, basically, but not Zoom, and record yourself looking into the lens, walking them through the proposal, and stay at a really high level. Send it. Like, there's a script template that I'm happy to share with you. And you go through the script template, and all of a sudden, it's easy for people. They can digest it. And then the other people that you haven't met with that haven't been influenced by the seven meetings that you've been in now see it with clarity. And before you know it, you know, there's three things that everybody who's going to say yes has to have in their head. Can I do this with you? Is that cool? Okay, three things. These are the psychological needs every buyer has. The first one is they need to have clarity about what their problem is and what your solution is. Pretty basic. The second thing is they need to have certainty you've done this before. That's why people are like, that's great, Brad, but have you ever done anything like this for somebody like me? So that's where like a testimonial comes in, where you get to flex your credibility. Okay, that's the second psychological need. The third one is they need to collaborate. Anybody that's going to buy needs to collaborate with their decision-making team. So any salesperson that wants to exceed their quota and be on the top of the leaderboard, and any company that wants to crush their revenue goals needs to get really crafty at providing the three psychological needs to anybody who's going to give them the magic word. Yes. And so what you do that on video and you walk people through it visually, because we're visual decision makers, look no further than who you selected to marry, or, you know, people select visually to go out on dates. That's why on dating apps, they swipe right or swipe left first. When salespeople elevate their game and become visual and they make learning easy, revenue goes through the roof, like 75% more revenue. That's the coolest thing.
So if I'm hiring you, do you help me make this video?
Yeah, well, I just teach you how to do it. And do it on your own regularly. So every time you guys submit a proposal, it's like, hey, Jenny, it was great talking with you a few moments ago. And for Ralph and Vicky and for the CFO, Francis, my name is Todd Hartley. I'm going to walk you through what is the problem that we identified, how we worked on the strategy, your team and me, and then here's the project and the timeline. And then my calendar's below. If you want to schedule a meeting to go over with any additional questions, I'm happy to do that with you. Like when you walk people through, because people still do business with people they have relationships with.
It sounds very professional. It sounds like, man, I want to jump off the podcast and go get you out with my team to do it right now.
And by professional, do you mean polished?
No, in other words, I mean, like I'm professional meaning like, you know, professional, not like, polished.
Yeah, but we want to hire people that are buttoned up, right? And we also want to hire somebody where we can see their smile and we know that they're like, you know, they make eye contact and they're personal and they're grateful. Like these are all elements that salespeople.
But don't you want them to be consistent?
Always. Yes.
So if you teach, I have 10 sales guys, you teach one sales guy and they're doing it one way and another one's doing it another way. Is it the fact that they're sending the video or do you teach them the structure of the video and what to say in it?
Oh, I do both. I do both. And people will freelance on their own. They'll kind of like develop their own style and that's cool. That's what got them to where they are. But when the core is there, when they allow the prospect to see visually what they're going to buy, and we use less words on proposals, and we speak and we do more of the heavy lifting in the video, mm-hmm. more knowledge gets transferred. Let me just break this down really quickly. On knowledge transfer alone, because I told you that people are four times more likely to watch video than to read.
I would agree.
But what about the knowledge transfer? It's freakish. If you send somebody something to read, they're only going to retain 10% of it. But if you send somebody something in a video, they're going to retain almost 95% of it.
Hmm.
What this does is it correlates to significantly more revenue at the end of the month, at the end of the quarter, and at the end of the year. So teams can start celebrating more often. And the people, the companies that went through the training last year closed over $6 billion in revenue. So as professional as this might sound, it's actually really easy for salespeople because salespeople are already pitching all day long.
How do you think AI is going to affect these guys?
Yeah, AI is going to, when you say these guys, you mean a salesperson using a video?
Yep.
So one of the coolest things that we're seeing coming up on the horizon, I'm already building it into my video selling app called Clarity, is an AI tool that allows the salesperson to write out the text and their clone of themselves will communicate that. And that's
like an avatar.
Yeah. It's their avatar. It's basically, you know, them and out of their mouth comes what has been written. And that's really close on the horizon to being rolled out. And what I love about this is one, you don't have to be a superstar on camera, even though none of your prospects are expecting that out of you. And the second thing is it allows you to communicate in multiple languages, which means Lightspeed or any other company that's listening could compete in other markets where before they weren't allowed because of the language barrier.
And I wouldn't have to do my hair.
Wouldn't have to do your hair, bro.
Create an avatar and just type in, then they read it for you.
Yeah.
We were just having a discussion because all this production equipment you see in these other studios,
yep.
it's time consuming to make content. And I'm like, yep. dude, I'm telling you, there's going to be a time where someone comes in, they do a virtual day, which means we're getting their angles and their mannerisms. Then they leave and then I can make hundreds of hours of content without them even being here.
Yes, but it also has a lack of authenticity. And we
still.
Oh, yes, still.
And the inflections aren't correct. Right. And
we all are all fans of authenticity. Like we sniff it out. It's the difference between a sex doll or a human. And you can tell.
Do you know the difference?
Well, I did bring it up. So absolutely not. But it is the difference between something that's totally inauthentic and something that's real. So I always want to over deliver on real because I think real's classic and it'll be around forever.
Yeah, I agree. Well, only because I'm the real Brad Lee, of course. Yeah, like I'm already thinking in my head, like, if we'd have known about you a long time ago, I'm sure we would have closed a lot more deals because when we follow up with somebody, all we're really doing is sending in an email or a text, basically reminding them that there's a decision to be made. But a lot of times they've got other people to talk to, and we'll get a no more than likely because that person went in and butchered your presentation.
That's what it is.
Didn't say anything that they should have said. They didn't build any value like you would have, right. But you weren't allowed to go talk to this team. So if you're teaching me, the sales guy, how to arm that person with a video.
Get into the decision maker room.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yeah. That's why the conversions probably skyrocket.
I met with a COO of a billion-dollar company in Canada 7 times. And when I left the meeting, she was like, send me the proposal. Just send me the agreement. She said,
Was it a video?
I'll get it signed. Check this out. I met with her 7 times. Dude, we hugged it out before I left. And when I left, I was like, I fucking crushed that. Then I sent her the contract. And then 2 weeks went by. I heard nothing. Absolute crickets. You know what happened next? Zits, like all over my forehead. Because in my head, I'm like, I already spent that. It was like 250 grand. I already spent it. Knew what I was investing in for the company. But I didn't hear anything from her. So after 2 weeks, I was like, hey, I got to step up. This is bullshit. Aren't you the guy that tells people to always submit a proposal with a video? And I was like, yeah, I am that dude. So I grabbed my laptop. I created a video. I sent it to her via email and text because I'm a fan of knocking on both doors. And then within 5 minutes, she replied back via text message saying, you rock. Thank you. And then I got really creepy. I went on the back end and started spying on who was watching that video. And I saw it go through her executive team like this through Canada. And they were watching like 98% of the video, 95%. Somebody else watched 93%. This told me these people were evaluating me. My complexion started like clearing up. And the next thing I know, within 2 hours of sending the original video proposal, she replied back saying, your video sold them. I'll be sending you the contract in a couple of minutes. What did I learn? She was scared to bring my solution up to her team. So she tabled it for 2 weeks. But once I made it easy for her, she played the video for them and the video sold for her. We should all be doing that.
Agreed.
Yes. That's a Moab. Just love it.
No, I agree with that. There's businesses listening to this podcast right now. They're going, man, if we could do that, I mean, because you could do that with anything, really.
Anything.
Could be landscaping, could be roofing.
I'm doing this for an NFL team right now for season tickets and sponsorships. It's anything.
But who's sending them? The ticket rep or something?
Yes, ticket rep. Hey, Brad.
Can you make a generic
looking forward
one?
To seeing you at the Raiders game coming up. I know we've got season tickets that are starting. I know you like to sit on the aisle. We had a spot open up. Let me show you what it looks like. Boom. You put it up on the screen right here. You show them we're getting you at the 45. We know you wanted to be big balling on the 50, Brad. I can get you to the 45. Here's your view. Really close to the bathrooms. Reach out to me. Here's my calendar. Like people doing business visually first.
Yeah, it's almost like a video. But why can't that just be a video message?
It is. It's a video message.
With your phone.
Oh, because you want to put up on the screen next to you supportive visuals. The visuals tell the rest of the story. And in education, the teachers that do the best are the ones that teach with the dual coding theory of education, where they teach visually and verbally at the same time. So when salespeople do this, the light bulbs just go off in people's brains. And now they see the potential. And they're like, yo, we need to jump on this. Meanwhile, competitors don't do it. And they're just a stack of PDFs.
Now, who do you show right now? It says here, you know, Tony Robbins obviously has enlisted you to turbocharge their sales team using video.
Yeah, at the beginning of the pandemic, I'm in my office by myself because we're all in lockdown. And I, like you probably, you know, the pandemic, I like showed up at the office to try to, like use the space. And he reached out and asked me to start training each of his companies to use the power of video in their sales process so they can sell remotely or in person and do it in a very human, warm, compelling way. And revenue went through the roof for Tony very quickly. And he pushed me out onto the stage. And now I regularly am one of his business mastery faculty speakers where I get to teach people how to do this at his events.
Do you know Keith Cunningham?
Yeah, love Keith.
He's the greatest.
He's the greatest, yeah.
Yeah, that was just a side note.
Yeah, because I'm always standing off stage when he's on, because as soon as he goes on break, it's my opportunity when the curtain drops to get my my tech check. And so I'm like, he's just really one of the greatest speakers I've ever seen.
Let's put that on a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as I'm listening to this, I always put myself in the listener's shoes. As mm-hmm. I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, okay, well, what would I be thinking out there? Like, you know, well, why isn't that just whip out your phone? You're teaching them how to do it, but how are you charging them to teach them? Because like, if I paid you for this company, once I learned, what do we need you for anymore?
Mm-hmm. Well, I teach you guys how to do it, and then you guys start crushing more revenue. And then as I develop new tactics and strategies, you bring me back in. Or when new people come in, we bring them up to speed.
You teach them for me.
I teach them for you.
But once I know, what do I need you for?
Listen, I'm great with people winning. I'm about impact. I don't need to be, drinking off the 805 tap all the time when I come in here. Instead, if you guys just start winning, life's good.
Well, I mean, but once you teach them a formula, like, yeah. You do it like this.
Yes.
It shouldn't. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's that difficult. It's just people. It's one of those things where people should have been doing it. They're just not. They didn't think of it. You thought of it. It works.
They got comfortable is what happened. And that's the enemy of growth. And as a business owner, you suffer from comfortable staff. And Bobby Flay does it on TV. Why does he even need to have a restaurant right down there on the strip? You could just do it on your own, right? So the truth is, people will always come back to the original. You know it. And I love the fact that people use it and win. I think it's the coolest thing in the world.
So, but that's not your claim to fame, the video stuff. That's just what you've evolved into.
Yeah.
But you were a digital marketer in the very beginning. Yeah. What, why did you choose digital marketing?
Well, yeah. I was a talk show host in Phoenix on KTAR, the number one station, and KFYI. And this is like 1999. I'm old school. I'm an OG. And so I built a website before the stations had a website. And I started releasing news and started trailblazing and content marketing and search engine optimization. And then quickly, by like 2002, my website was generating 36 million visitors a year on zero ad dollars. And I got hired away from the radio by iHeart to run digital. So I left there, I left the radio and ended up getting into digital, and I loved it. And it's been an incredible passion of mine. I opened up a digital marketing agency called Wirebuzz, where we help mostly Fortune 500 companies go to market and present themselves and then accelerate their sales process. What I really think is, you really can't have phenomenal sales without marketing that's optimized, and you get this better than anybody out there, that decreases the friction through the buying experience. It just flow paths the right type of prospect mm-hmm. through the decision-making process. But if the salespeople don't know how to use that marketing asset, the marketing asset's almost worthless. And in most organizations, sales and marketing, especially the really big ones that I go to, are so siloed that marketing hates sales and sales hates marketing. And I think you know this phenomenon. And so sales ends up creating their own assets and they suck. So what I end up doing is, more often than not, if I want our marketing materials, and this is what kind of got me over onto the sales side also, if I wanted our Wirebuzz marketing materials for our clients to win, I had to kick that silo open and go over to the sales team and start showing them how to use the assets properly. And then when I started working with them on optimizing their sales process, then it just kind of became part of what I teach, the blending. I'm like the intersection dude between marketing and sales.
Well, that's the key though.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times there's a missing element there. I used to believe sales was more important than marketing. Now, not so much. What do you believe?
Well, 73% are going to evaluate you late in the evening and early in the morning. These are the decision makers that'll sign the check. So sales could be incredibly powerful, and you could be charming, and you can walk into that room or get onto Zoom and rock your dimple. But the truth is, we're now in the vetting era. We're evaluating. we like, okay, that sales guy sounded great, but what does the website say? And then we cross-reference to see if these things are in alignment. And most businesses, they aren't. So I think marketing is incredibly powerful, but you still do business with a human. And that requires a salesperson.
So what do you think is better?
I don't know. I'm in the intersection, bro. I don't know.
Well, let me give it to you this way, and you'll probably change your mind like I did. Yeah. I used to think sales was the mother of all because I was sales.
Yeah.
And if you don't have me, you're screwed type right. of thing. But then I realized if you take a really good salesperson and no traffic versus an average salesperson and right. tons of traffic, this person's going to win every time.
Yes.
So the traffic is the key. And to me, that's marketing.
Yeah.
Now, marketing is also, well, where's a brochure I can give them? Or where's this video tool?
Yes.
You know, that's, you could call that marketing, but I would call that sales. If I'm listening to this, I'm like, dude, I need my salespeople to learn this. I need my salespeople to do this. It's not a marketing thing. You know what I mean? Yep. It's more of a sales.
And when a position. Great salesperson, there's two types of great salespeople. The one that sits back and waits for leads. That's like, I need more leads. And then there's the one that walks around everywhere they go with their head up and they smile and they make friends with people and matriculate them through their buying process. And those are two different types of great salespeople. The one who makes friends everywhere is autonomous and doesn't even need the marketing, but they're few and far between today. Marketing generates the leads. You win.
Yeah. So marketing.
Marketing.
But to your point, like, if I want to train somebody to do this, I want to train my salespeople or my account executives.
Absolutely.
I don't want to train my marketing people this. I want to train my salespeople this.
And your account executives, because they're the ones that after the deal still need to follow up. And the number one thing that people get upset about that creates friction in a really good relationship between a client and the company is not getting updates. I see it all the time in the data. Like, we don't even know what's going on over there. Like, are you guys still working on our project? And when a account manager knows how to follow up and to do it with video, it's different. The number one word my clients get back from account managers that send videos is a 4-letter word. And it's not what you think. It's love. Oh my God, I love you guys. Nobody updates me like this. And it's just as easy as an account executive grabbing their phone and recording a video that's like, hey, Jenny, just wanted to update you. I know the project is due on Thursday. We're going to have it to you by Monday, end of business. Can't wait to get your feedback. What happens is the client gets that and they release all that tension that they're not going to hit their timeline. And that's like a lost art in this world today.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just professional.
It's professional.
It's nice. It's nice. I already have you with my project. I call them project managers.
Yep.
Like, I got to get those guys trained. I want them doing it. I want my sales team doing it. You can use it to present and propose. You can use it to follow up. You can use it to what? What other ways can you use it?
There's 5 ways that video can be used in business. And there are actually 5 zones. 1, get discovered. I call that zone 1. My book, Accelerating Yes, goes through these 5 zones. It's zone 1 is discovery, which could be social media, webinars, emails, and video outperforms on all of those. The second zone is the website. Once you move somebody from zone 1 to the website, they've got to go down, and nobody knows this, but they got to go down the path to yes. And you have to know what to say in each order in order to generate momentum so they don't stall out on you. The third zone is sales, which is like, how do salespeople use video situationally in their day-to-day operation to convince and convert at faster rates? Zone 4 is all about clients. It's support. So in zone 4, it could be just as easy as if a company provides tech support. They could have an existing library and the person that answers the phone could hear what the problem is and send off an email to that part of the library where that answer is, now decreasing the cost of tech support or follow-ups. And then moving people through that are clientele, so they're informed and educated on their project. And the fifth zone is really, how do we train the other people that come in here at Lightspeed? This is about training staff. Zone 5 is about staff, and stakeholders. And a stakeholder could be an investor. And regardless if it's a staff or a stakeholder, you want them to walk around and preach the good gospel about your business, but explain it the right way. And zone five, this one about training, was actually taught to me by a client of a medical device company. And when I was at their conference checking in to see how they were doing, I said, how's everything going? She said, this is horrible. I got 25 of my best salespeople. We were just a marketing service for them. We have 25 of our best salespeople and they all explain our business differently.
Yep.
And they explain all of our products completely different. Imagine, Todd, the confusion in the marketplace because all of these people have gone rogue. And that's when zone five, that whole training part was built.
Yeah. When you say rogue, I was thinking lack of training.
Lack of training.
Because when you get 10 sales guys that pitch it their own way, that's just a lack of training and consistency.
Yes.
A lot of sales managers will be like, you know, however you sell it, just make sure they say yes. I don't think that's the best way to go.
Right.
You want to know, especially as a business owner, that the information that's being delivered is consistent, effective, yes, and professional, and, you know,
and this compliant. Is where a learning management system comes in. If you're going to train anybody, somebody new comes in here, Brad, you're going to train them, record it, put it into a learning management system. And at the end of each module, make that sucker take a quiz. And if they pass, they can get into the next part. And if they fail too many times, they probably don't belong in your organization. Makes sense, right?
Yeah, a little bit. You know what we do here at Lightspeed, don't you?
I gotta know.
Huh?
I gotta know. What do you do?
We build, Lightspeed is a web-based interactive training system. Oh, I know what it is.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant about training. Sorry.
Yeah, I know what it is, but you don't put it in an LMS because that just hosts videos. You put it into a training system, which Lightspeed's the only one. There is no other training system.
You guys are zone five.
We are zone five. For everybody listening, you don't have a training system, dude, I'm telling you right now, you're probably screwed. And an LMS, by the way, in the industry is known as a learning management system. Well, a learning management system, there's a lot of them. I mean, there's huge companies and then there's people you've never heard of and they're doing millions of dollars a year. That's technically what we're pigeonholed into. Mm-hmm. However, just for your knowledge and for their knowledge, the difference is one is designed to host content. That's a learning management system. You're hosting and managing the content. Mm-hmm. And then one is designed to get people to understand the content.
Which are different.
That is a training system.
Yes.
So Lightspeed is a training system, but you're exactly right. If you're going to train people on a regular basis, if you value time, and again, you might be young and you don't really value it. It seems like the younger I see people, the less they value time. But as you get a little older, especially like me, mm-hmm, how old are you?
Same age as you.
No way.
Let's do it.
How old are you?
What year were you born?
69.
Oh, 72. We're right in there, brother.
Okay. Well, good. You look good too.
Thank you.
I think I look pretty good for my age, but, but at my age, dude, I value time. I'm tired of saying the same shit over and over and over and over and over. When it comes to a high turnover business where like you hire and, you know, turn people over a lot, like fast food restaurants or, you know, car industry, any kind of salesy positions are usually high turnover. If you don't have a training system, you're stupid. Okay. So everything you just said is 100% correct. I would also go as far as to say, if you don't have what you're talking about, if you don't have a way to deliver video presentations, video follow-up, video proposals, you're probably stupid as well. And we, in that regard, are stupid, which is funny because I got all the tools and editors and things you need to send video. But I think what you're kind of getting at is, no, dude, the rep or the person themselves gets taught how to whip out their phone and make a video.
Or do it on their laptop.
Or open up the little Zoom thing.
That's right, bro.
And make a professionally, not professional meaning, you know, graphics and all, but a well-done, well-spoken.
Yes.
Asset.
Yes. That closes the deal when you're not there, when 73% are going to evaluate you.
And increases the value of your brand.
Tremendously. And it's not live.
And
you can take multiple takes.
Not only that, and you can prove in court if it happened to be anything around compliance.
Right.
Because I've seen people like, you know, when they sell houses or do something that requires walkthroughs and documentation and whatnot, Well, no one told me that. Well, again, I mean, you could technically use it for...
And not only did we tell you, but you watched it six times and you shared it with Sally.
So I imagine that this tool that you've created, is Clarify.
Yeah, clarity.video.
Clarity.video. Right. Is that where people find you?
Yeah, clarity.video is my SaaS product. I've got a marketing agency called Wirebuzz.
So you're probably creating that tool to facilitate the sending of videos.
So I just went and built the tool that has the landing page builder, like ClickFunnels, so you can send somebody to a page and they can go down, book meetings and watch the videos. And
do you help people put those together?
All together. And then there's a deal board for salespeople so they can follow where each of their prospects are. And it shows them where their quarterly, their monthly and quarterly and annual revenue is going to be. Because each stage, if you've got somebody in first meeting, that's like a 10% probability or 20% of closing. The salesperson should see that. They should see that if they're sent the contract, that isn't 100% close. In most cases, it's like 70% going to close. So if they weigh each of their columns, what stage the deal is in, and then they've got a truer sense of what their revenue is going to be like at the end of the month, they'll hustle harder because they'll realize in advance they're not going to hit that quota. And
Clarity does that?
Does that. It tips you off when somebody watches your video over a magic percent, like 80%, which is an indicator of a buyer. And now you can prioritize the right people to follow up. Think about Brad. You go to a lot of speaking appearances. And when you hit the stage, if everybody in that audience got something from you as a gift and they went and watched that video, you would know who are the buyers in that audience based on what their attention span was. How interested are they in Brad and what Brad is selling? And so a tool that's going to help them, and this is why I said something like BombBomb or Vidyard's absolute shit, because it doesn't rank your prospects for you. So now all these salespeople are like running around like chickens with their heads cut off because they don't know which leads are interested. The tool and the AI should pull that forward. So you know, these are the 25 people out of the 250 that are the most macho in the room that are most interested in me. And now you can start closing them. That's what AI and SaaS products should be doing today for salespeople.
Yeah. And so that's what Clarity does.
That's what Clarity does.
Gotcha. Fun tool. I should have went and looked at it before your appearance.
That's all right.
But I'm going to go look at it after, because again, I mean, dude, based on what you're saying, I could definitely see the value in what it is that you teach people. And then I'm not sure how much the software is, but you know, I remember when they were using that BombBomb or whatever it was called. And first of all, we built something in our training system, Lightspeed, a long time ago that sent video email. Interactive video email, by the way, which is way before anyone was sending anything.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, you should be sending interactive video, by the way. But we built it in and no one really freaking used it. And the next thing you know, people started using this BombBomb or BombBomb, or I don't even know what the fuck it was called, but it was some email bullshit tool that you created a video and sent it. And you could track it because so could ours. And I'm like, you know, conceptually, yeah, but like I had a couple salesmen that were just goofballs and they were just, they didn't say the right shit. They weren't, they was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I told them point blank, this was 10 years ago or however long it was ago. It was a while ago.
They weren't ready for prime time.
Yeah. I said, dude, stop using those. What are you talking about? I'm like, bro, why? Well, because dude, it was a poor representation of our brand. That's why. Number one. Number two, because I don't want people to see you.
Right.
You are a foolish individual.
Right. And
I want to hide you in the back.
Yes. No, that's probably a lot of people feel that way. Okay. About their sales staff. But that's also an indicator of people that probably shouldn't be rocking your brand in the first place.
100%.
Right. And it's okay for like, people say to me all the time, I don't know if my team would be interested in doing this. It might make them uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. This is about winning. When did work be about comfort?
Salespeople don't care anymore. This sales team that I had to stop doing it, they loved being in the spotlight. The problem wasn't that they were ugly or, you know, it was, they weren't saying the right things. No one was teaching them how to say anything.
Right.
So yours, where I was going with that is even better, because you don't just give them the tool that's probably better, but you're teaching them how to say it and what to say.
Yep.
And that's why I'm interested in talking to you about the Lightspeed, because it's what to say that matters. Right. It's not necessarily that I can send a video, because I don't need you. I don't need clarity to send a video.
If I'm selling courses, I need to know what to say and in what order down the page in order to get somebody to the word yes. And you know this. The same is true in a proposal video. Once you just know what the basic template is and you go through it a couple of times, you start rocking it from the top of your head, just like I did earlier in the podcast. It becomes second nature. And the same is true with somebody who's maybe not going to show up for the first meeting. That's like on average, 30% of first meetings are no-shows, and you get what you tolerate in life.
See, we get those here.
Yeah. And it's in the truth is we shouldn't tolerate them anymore. So I've built in Clarity automatic reminder follow-ups before the first meeting, which decreases the no-show rate. But most salespeople just, they think that's like the part of the job is somebody will get them more leads. Like, I can't believe how many salespeople don't have the tenacity to follow up with somebody who doesn't show up for the first meeting. You know, that's where hitting exceeding your quota is right there. That's the first drip that's coming out of a business's pipeline is the first meeting no-show. 30% right there, right down the drain, probably to a competitor. The second drip is confusion. Well, Brad, I don't really understand how Lightspeed can help me. And when you experience that in the sales process, a sales rep that's got some training should be able to identify the confusion, follow up after the meeting with a video that injects massive clarity into their process. And then when it's time to bring in other people to collaborate, if a key decision maker didn't show up for the meeting, that's another time where the sales rep should step in there and go, hey, Brad, sorry you couldn't make the meeting today, but I met with Jenny. Let me give an update on what we accomplished. Here's our meeting time for next week. It's 9 a.m. Eastern. Double check your calendar. We need to have you in the room because we're making decisions next week, Brad. Like, that's what salespeople should do. So they need to get trained in it.
And how do you don't train people live, do you?
I do training.
Do you show up to their business, or do you do it over Zoom, or do you do it in the app?
I did 115 trainings last year, and most of them were on Zoom. Very few, maybe 10 in person. And then a lot of them in on-demand trainings, like thousands of them.
I have a couple of groups I might want to put you in front of. Not only that, they'll buy your software. You know what I mean? Do you ever speak from stage and have the whole audience come up and...
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
the rush to the front of the stage is like the coolest experience ever.
Yeah, I mean, pitching from stages, well, now that the world's kind of virtual, shit, you can get in front of a 1,000 salespeople. Well, you video that, put that on YouTube. Next thing you know, 3 years from now, you've had 50,000 salespeople watch it. It becomes a commercial for you.
I know.
This podcast will be a commercial for you.
That's why
I should have negotiated some sort of commission ahead of time. Actually, you know what's funny is recording them is no problem. We do those all day long. It's releasing it that we don't do unless we negotiate.
Now, I love how you did that. Do you guys see, this was a perfect lesson in negotiation that Brad just did. And it's very crafty of you.
Yeah, it's releasing it that matters.
Yeah, that's the hard
recording
part.
Recording it doesn't do anything.
I can drop bombs, Todd, all day. It's the releasing of the bombs that matters. Well,
that's the ones where people hear it. But no, I think, again, I like to talk to entrepreneurs. Where did you start before you got into this? Like, where was your beginning?
On radio.
You were a DJ or what?
I was a talk show host. Number one station in Arizona. Became a rapid response guy that Clear Channel sent for breaking news around the country.
So out of high school into what?
Oh, out of college, I was a waiter at Ruth's Chris and Morton's.
Ooh, I love Ruth's Chris.
Yeah. And then I got myself by 25 onto the number one station in Arizona and before I knew it, I was covering presidential debates and inaugurations and the first anniversary of the World Trade Center, like really powerful moments. Like people were paying me to walk through history and I loved it. And then my digital marketing career took off.
What's your biggest acclaim in life?
Well, you haven't met my wife yet, and I look forward to that. And
that's grateful. Shows you they're closer. Dude, right
there. I'll show you that I'm visual. It'll show you that too, and that I can close. And I think my biggest claim is, bro, I struggled with attention disorders and learning disabilities, and was told by my teachers I should not expect to go to college. It's out of the question. I'll be lucky to graduate from high school. And my real claim to fame is constant and never-ending improvement. Like, I am relentless. I have a vision of the way that I want my life to be and how I want to win and at what level and how I want to bless people. And I'm so grateful that I just kept evolving and learning new tricks on a daily basis. And that's the biggest claim for me.
Well, dude, you got a long resume and a lot of credible people on there. You guys, if you want to follow this dude, by the way, it's the Todd Hartley, just like it sounds.
H-A-R-T-L-E-Y. Yeah, there's no other. There's a pastor somewhere.
Is it the or the?
Oh, I like the. But there's a pastor who beat me to the Todd Hartley first, which I'll tell you the real story is I'm wildly dyslexic. So when like Twitter came out first, I misspelled my name. I was the first one there, but I'm a dyslexic fool and I typed it in wrong and was tweeting for years under a misspelled name.
Dot Yartley.
Brad, I could not figure out why I couldn't log in, why my password wasn't right. I was in the wrong account.
Did you make an account called Dot Yartley?
It's close enough. It was something like that.
Hey, and also we were talking in the green room and you said, I said, hey, what can you give the bomb squad? You said, well, I can give them.
Oh, yeah.
What can you give them?
I want to give them a gift that'll change their life.
Okay, go.
I wrote a book about how to accelerate yes in your business. And it's a blending of marketing and sales. You really can't have the full fulfillment of sales without understanding marketing. So I have simplified what you need to do and in what order on your website to convince and convert. And I blended that with the best sales strategies using video. And for everybody in your audience, it is my gift to them. And it'll also come with the audiobook version, because with somebody with learning disabilities, I can't expect people to read. Reading is hard. People don't want to burn mental calories. So anybody that wants to get the audiobook and the physical book will get it for free at toddhartley.com/book. And it'll be my gift to them.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Dude, that's wonderful. Appreciate that. ToddHartley.com/book, folks. And that's good for salespeople or business owners. I'd say especially business owners.
Yeah. Well, I don't think a business owner can guide their marketing team or their sales team without having the understanding about how to actually do it. Because if a business owner doesn't understand how to accelerate yes on marketing and sales and then tie them in together, they're really stuck being dependent on the head of marketing and the head of sales, which means they may be the owner, but they're the ones expecting other people to iterate their business. And any business owner knows when somebody else is in charge of iterating your business, it's a slow growth process because they don't have the chips on the table.
100%. Dude, I appreciate you coming in. And folks, as you guys have already heard, you can go to toddhartley.com/book, get your free audio book or your free hard copy book, read that. It'll tell you everything you know. Go to clarity.video and see what he's doing with this software that allows you to send out these things, or just hit him up in the DMs and get him over to your business to help you figure out where you can leverage video to help your business. And I can tell you right now, video will explode your business. But I do appreciate you coming in. I appreciate the gift to the Bomb Squad.
It's my pleasure, man.
And folks, as always, till next time, keep it real.